one of the innuendos was that Marie Antoinette had an affair with Cardinal de Rohan, who was the court almoner, and he then passed venereal disease on to every woman in the court. That's the sort of thing that went around. It was very gross. The grosser the better.
They make anything that people may put up with today look absolutely mild. They are so gross. They are really lewd, with detail and illustrations. One of the points the satirists made in their pamphlets was that Marie Antoinette had it off with her brother-in-law, the Comte d'Artois. You know, you take a story like she's having it off with her brother-in-law, and then how do you prove she's not? And that was the trouble, so everybody liked to believe it. I think the king, who was a very nice man, was very upset by it.
Louis himself was also a victim of the pamphleteers.
Ce sont nos réformes que l'on cherche encore et toujours à abattre. Au reste, voyez ce que l'on fait aujourd'hui de moi. Petit, gros, idiot, empoté, dormeur, buveur, cochon, n'ayant d'autre intérêt que la chasse et la serrurerie, il semble qu'il n'y ait personne moins fait que moi pour diriger la France.
Il suffit d'un ordre, sire, et nous ferons cesser ces publications et punir les coupables.
Non. Non, je ne veux pas que quiconque soit poursuivi en mon nom.
From everything that he read, Louis assumed that the whole country now despised him. But a visit to Normandy to inspect a new port brought a pleasant surprise.